Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked hard all night and caught nothing. But at your command, I'll lower the nets." When he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come over to help them. They came and filled both boats so that the boats were in danger of sinking. "Me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For astonishment at the catch of fish they had made, seized him and all those with him, and likewise James and John and the sons of Zebedee, were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When I came to St. Clement's, I immediately started to fix the place on weekdays. Weekday, upgrading and fixing. And on weekends, I would be on call for the Longwood Hospitals. After 3 years, I said to myself, "I need a life. That's all I do is work." So I decided to take up some fly fishing because I thought it sounded pretty fun. And I did, and I was terrible at it, horrible. I never caught a fish until I met Jack. Jack saw me struggling. He says, "Hey, come here, I'll show you how to fish." I'm doing it for a while. He says, "Stand here, put this fly on, cast out there, let the fly drift." I caught 4 fish. I was shocked. He said to me, "Look at you, you're a great fisherman. You're the top rod of the day." I says, "Yeah, top rod, right, yeah." He says, Your location, you placed me here, your fly, your instructions, you made me successful." Now, I show you that story because it's exactly what Peter's going through. Jesus made Peter successful. Jesus loved Peter. He was one of his favorites. You know why? Here's the reason why. Peter was the hardest worker of all of them. Peter worked harder than anyone. I mean, just look at this scene. Worked all night. Said he worked hard all night. And then at another time, Jesus walking on the water. Peter was the only one to get out of the boat to meet the Lord out in the water. Only one. When Jesus asked, "Who do people say that I am?" Peter was the only one that raised his hand to answer the question. When Mary Magdalene, the day of Jesus' resurrection, came in to the upper room and told the guys, he said, "Look at the tomb is empty. They took the body away. It's not there." It's Peter. Peter ran to the tomb. And a week later, when Jesus was on the shore and Peter was in the boat, and he saw Jesus and recognized that it was Jesus on the shore, he jumped in the water and swam to the shore. He wouldn't even row, and that was too slow. Peter's the hardest worker of them all. See, here's the thing. When you're the hardest worker, you usually need help. And Peter always needed help. And Peter needed help, and that's why the Lord loved him. That's why he was his favorite, because he always needed Jesus, and Jesus made him successful. Jesus helped him. You know, I think the the faith lesson of the gospel today is that, you know, life has sudden turns. And sometimes we have missteps, or we have regrets, or we say the wrong thing, we mess things up. And you never, when that happens, you never, never want to say, "Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful person." You never want to say that. What you do instead is you just keep working hard. You keep trying and you're working hard. Because when you work hard and you keep trying, you'll need somebody to help you. And the Lord would love to be that help. And the Lord will make you successful.